This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began a study of the topic of prayer as seen in Nehemiah. We first collected all the information we could find on prayer in the book of Nehemiah. Then we correlated it into an outline. Point one was we should pray before starting a work for God. Nehemiah prayed about what he knew the conditions were in Jerusalem. Over time, he gathered more information, which burdened him to pray more fervently. As he prayed, urgency grew in his heart. When God opened the door for his prayer to be answered, he prayed immediately before he took the first step. Then he prayed while doing the work. He prayed for strength, for encouragement, and for God to take care of the opposition. As he prayed, he worked. As he worked, he prayed. And God enabled him and his people to succeed. When the project was done, further prayer was needed. Sometimes we get so involved in a work for God that we neglect our inner lives. The people sensed their need and asked for help. Ezra and Nehemiah confronted them with God's word, and this led to worship as well as confession and commitment, all expressed in prayer. This is the only way to do God's work. Spend much time in prayer before you start a work, pray during the work, and then renew your commitment to prayer after the work is done. Close communion with God is essential for power, perseverance, and permanence in what you do for God. Never forget prayer. I trust this study has been an encouragement to you. I'd suggest that you commit yourself to prayer in a new way, even as Nehemiah did. To review these messages, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org. And if you need a Bible, write me, Lud Goltz, Novelty, Ohio, 44072.